Greetings, and salutations. This is a St. Thomas show. I am St. Thomas. If you caught me on my first archive show 2 weeks ago, you'll know St. Thomas didn't exist, but St. Thomas is the twin. I am Emmanuel's twin sister from 2,000 years ago. The light in my body, in this vessel today, is the same light that was in Jesus's twin sister 2,000 years ago. You can call me Arrow. We want to give a huge shout out, a thank you to BBS Radio, to Don and Doug and the rest of the crew, who are all super duper wonderful. We couldn't do this without you. And today I also would like to thank, I have a production manager who's manning the Zoom room for me and the on-air live show. Sheila, thank you so much for flying in and joining the team. This show airs every other Sunday at noon central, and then a twin sister show is the alternating every other Sunday at noon central. That show will be Project Review with Q and Arrow. It's a continuation of my twin brother Q's original project show. He was asking for a million humanitarian projects, and I bring forward a project team who is also asking for 1 million humanitarian projects and collaborators. Some of you might not have an actual project, but you're just passionate about helping. We have a place for you. Your position is valuable also. And so this show, the St. Thomas show, it's about what do we do now? The war's been won. The spiritual war is over. It's been fought and it's been won. And so what do we do now? We're going to celebrate and live in peace. We're going to act from our hearts' inspirations. We call in more of our light body energy now, and we are creating new earth. So this is the celebration. When I listened to my first show archive, I thought I was extremely way too serious. I didn't have any laughing and fun going on. And so I just needed to take a little bit of break on this second one and start out with the huge celebration. Oh, there is nothing to do about the past. We come in here and we find out that we're the creators. We are the gods and goddesses creating our own realities. But let's remember that from this point, going backwards, we call it the past. It's part of the time machine. It's part of the illusion. But we must recognize that we were mutilated, tortured, tricked. We were lied to. We've been stabbed in the back. And that we have to not blame ourselves. For instance, one of the things that I find in the world today is a lot of people feeling shame over their bodies. For me, I'm a very tiny person and I have a very tiny frame, and somehow throughout this world I've somehow stayed tiny. And when I talk to people that feel they're overweight, they always get this self-loathing about them when I'm trying to talk to them about the foods. And the truth is, our food, when, you know, I just want to help you realize that we go to the store to buy food because we have to have food. And is what you have at the grocery store is shelves and shelves and shelves and shelved of this processed food. This food has literally been designed to be addictive and to increase the fat cells. It's designed that way. It's not our fault. We've been manipulated. We've been controlled, we've been tricked, and we've been lied to. So as we go forward creating the new earth, now is the time. Now is the time that we get inspired to create good, healthy food. It's inspiring to go out and grow our food. It's inspiring to eat beautiful, flourishing food, food that's alive, food that has substance. This is a huge change for all of us, but it's time that we start loving ourselves. We start realizing that we've really been tricked and that it's not us where the blame lies. So this is a call out for all of us to just start loving ourselves, embracing ourselves, and nurturing our spirit back to the light. And what do we do about that? Well, let's laugh about it. I mean, what else are we going to do about it now? So let's laugh. Let's move forward. We're moving forward, creating paradise on earth. This is a new earth. This is a quote from Ron Amatron. When earth was made, it was peaceful and beautiful without destructive weather and wars. The dark brought problems and situations. That's a quote from Ron Amatron. I'm going to talk about a recording where Q is a light ambassador from Source in present time. 2,000-ish years ago, his light column was in the body of Emmanuel. And I am going to talk about a recording. I wish I could play Q's voice. The next show, I'm going to find a better clip where I can use his voice so you can at least hear his harmonics and hear his voice and who we're talking about. But I'm just going to talk about a show that he was on. The really important part of this information is that you realize the date. The date was November of 2021. November of 2021. We were all in the midst of a plandemic, of course. But the light has shown up to the planet and is battling and fighting the war. Okay, so the war was going on in 2021. And the host of this show, who was interviewing Q, mentioned that there was an explosion of radiation in the underground tunnels. And Q explains that was the good guys going into the tunnels to clean them out, to rescue those that are being held in torture, to go in and rescue and to take out the bad guys. Now, the bad guys, instead of getting captured or taken, they just blew themselves up. It was a nuclear explosion. It was underground. And the way Q explained it was the explosion went through the piping of the underground system. And then it would come out in different locations. The host of the show mentioned a couple different towns in the United States. It went down the West Coast all the way down to Mexico from Canada. And all of these underground tunnels and this nuclear explosion went through the underground piping, and then it released radiation in different locations. Now, Q also explains that the dark that have been in control of this planet for eons, actually, the dark that's been in control of this planet goes far back more than 2,000 years. They're actually the ones responsible for the fumigation of the dinosaurs. That was when they started taking over the paradise that the dinosaurs were existed on this planet, were in paradise. And that is when the dark came and took it over. and they couldn't control the dinosaurs, so they fumigated the entire planet. Hugh is explaining that these dark beings have a lot of intelligence and they have technologies. He mentioned that at the click of a mouse, they could open up every single valve in all of the oil rigs, all in one swoop. That's what kind of technology they have. He mentioned the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, that was a bad guy who just threw a little tantrum and opened up and released the oil spill. He also mentioned that anybody in the oil industry knows the safety mechanisms and that you just don't have an accidental oil spill. It just doesn't happen. There's so many safety precautions and guards against accidental spillage that was on purpose. Again, I would like to remind you, this was in 2021, November of 2021. And they also had talked about the intentions of Trudeau and Biden to depopulate our countries. Now, the good news at the end of the clip, Q mentions, actually both the host and Q talk about a technology that can and will clean up all radiation. So even that the radiation, the nuclear detonation that was done back in 2021, is also being taken care of. There is some kind of Arcturian black box. It's old, it's antique, but it cleans up all radiation. And that's the good news. And the reason that I wanted to bring that out, this information, is just to show you that there has been a war going on. And as we come here today in 2026, the war has already been won, and we're celebrating. The major dark players have been removed from this planet. This was a prison planet. Today, the celebration is because the prison guards have been removed. We can actually get out of here now. We're all free. We are all free to create the paradise that we once knew, the paradise that we are all longing for. What they're calling this is the Golden Age. I'm sure many of you have heard that term. The Golden Age. We are now in the Golden Age. Well, what that is a technology. There's a golden technology. It's something that we haven't ever talked about before. I'm sure our science and our world today isn't talking about it. This is new. This golden technology has been put into place and it is protecting us from darkness coming back in here. The golden technology is protecting us. They've removed the prison guards, and this is our time to organically unfold. We organically become aware. We organically are waking up. We are organically figuring how to go from making decisions out of our minds to making decisions out of our heart. And when we grab onto this making decisions from our heart, that is where our paradise is manifested, created, the new earth. This is a quote from John F. Kennedy. Only an educated and informed people will be a free people.
what is going on right now has actually been going on since they killed JFK. There's a documentary, I watched it on Rumble, called the Q documentary, and it was a military mission started by those that worked with JFK. They realized that there was an evil, very powerful, very strong, that killed the president, John F. Kennedy. And they began a military operation. That military operation was in full effect until we actually won the war. Within the last couple of years, we have won. Thank you to all of those that have served since JFK. Thank you to the Kennedy family for all of their committed positions that they've played, for all the losses that they've taken, for all the hits that they've had. Thank you for saving humanity. I also want to thank one of our on the Q train. There's a regular caller that we know as Troy. I don't know if he's listening, but I want to thank him for the vision that he gave me. One day he was on a call and he said he's seen a tidal wave wiping out all of the darkness from the earth and cleansing the entire earth. That was an incredible vision. I could see it as he was exclaiming it. And now we know there's an article on forthepeople.space called Genesis. And in that article, it tells us that January 26th of 2026, that's just a second ago, really. January 26th, Neptune woke up. And Neptune is here and will be washing the entire planet clean of all darkness. What a great vision Troy gave us. He didn't mention anything about Neptune coming, but I think he might actually have seen it coming. Let's just break here. I'm going to sing a little line. This is by Alexa Sunshine Rose. Quite an inspiration for me. Beautiful work. This song is called Arms of Love. Come now, child, lay it down. Just breathe. Just breathe. Come be cradled in the arms of love. Just breathe. Just breathe. That might have been just for me. I'm not sure. I'll take a breath. Thank you. We want to celebrate. This is an exciting time, if you believe in time, to be alive. Okay, so I'm just playing with words today. This is an exciting time to be alive. I just want to point out, if time is an illusion, which it is, time is not real. Let's just take time out of my statement there. And then it reads like this. This is exciting to be alive. This is exciting to be alive. We're gonna learn how to create from our hearts. I'm gonna go touch base on this idea of creating in a couple different ways. We're gonna start with a quote from Q. We all have one thing in common, and it's never going to leave you, ever. And that is, you are a creative force from God. for the people in an article tells us you are a light from source, just as Emmanuel was. Imbued with the same powers and abilities as Emmanuel held, which will return once again as each being with a spirit from source releases the constructs of density. Density is explained, it's judgment, it's duality, thoughts, emotions, identity, etc. These block the light and hinder spiritual powers. This is what the ascension is for. The ascension comes every 2,000 years when the light ship returns to bring all light home. So all light home, that's what we're doing here. The light ship returns to bring all light home. The definition of light in this sentence is spirits created by source. So every 2,000 years, the light ship returns to bring all spirits created by source home. That's you. That's me. We are all in this together. We are the creators. We are the creators of our own realities. Another quote from Q. There is no way to stop source. There is no way to stop light. There's no way to stop your passion if you make it your primary decision-making process. So when I'm in my heart and I'm excited, I get passionate. And I'm excited and passionate. My spirit is eager to show up and support. My spirit shows up and supports and creates and plays. So once my creative, passionate spark, once I get that spark lit, source energy flows to me. It flows through me and all around me. And when we talk about it flowing to us, lots of us talk about the synchronicities. When we become aware and we become the observers, we recognize source energy flows to us, through us, and all around us. And it's activated with our passions. We are moving out of fear. We invest in breathing, we invest in creating, we invest in activating and appreciating. We are excited about opportunities to master oneself. So as we learn, there was some stuff in the clip where it didn't play. Maybe we're supposed to bypass that. There are horrendous, horrendous realities that information that's going to come out about the underground dumps, about the torture chambers, about the pedophilia, about the human trafficking. There's a lot of stuff that's all going to come out. Some of it's on television. I'm not a supporter of the television. I like to look at it like a movie. They're just unfolding it little bit at a time, little baby spoonfuls of truth coming through here and there. But there's a lot of shocking information. And that's why I am just here encouraging you to understand that it's really all old information, the dark and what they've done. it's coming out now. The truth is being revealed. But please remember, it's already over. The war has been won. Spiritual, human spiritual victory is at hand. We have won the war. So let's do this song called Little Garden by Ayla Nario. The album is called Sovereign Kin. And Little Garden is the name of this song. Breathe, everything's changing. Breathe, you are a leader in these times. Breathe, and all the ones around you, remind them to breathe. Breathe, the spells have been broken. We've been running far too fast too long. See, all life is calling out for a moment now to breathe. Listen to your heart. Grow a little garden. Feel the ones around you with your love. Listen to your heart. Know that we are with you. Be the shining forest that you are. Don't let the fear take you away. There's too much at stake. This is the path for which you were born. These are the times for which you were made. Don't let the fear take you away. There's too much at stake. This is the path for which you were born. So lay your body to the earth. Lay your mind down for a while. Find the space between. Breathe. Your skies are clearing. Breathe. The trees are singing into your lungs. Breathe. And all the ones around you, remind them to breathe. Listen to your heart. Grow a little garden. Feed the ones around you with your love. Listen to your heart. Know that we are with you. Be the shining forest that we are. And breathe. So we do commands on one of the shows. We did the head drop. It might be the project show. I command, I breathe, and then I experience, which I think I'm a little backwards here. Let me start over. I'm gonna talk about the English language. Maybe all language, but I speak English, so that's the one I'm going to talk about. All language is a construct of the dark. We used to communicate without speaking. We used to just resonate from heart to heart. We didn't have this spoken word. So the dark created language and words. For one, all the different languages that we have really separates and divides. So we know that's an action of the dark. The light unites. Dark separates. Darkness loves to isolate, separate, and isolate. So they gave us this language, these words. So again, I'm going to speak of the English language. But all languages can be looked at like this. So our language is like a black magic that we inflict on each other. We inflict this black magic on each other just by talking to each other. One of the first words that I really got convicted in was good morning. Now, I wasn't a huge morning person. First thing in the morning is my time to myself, but there's a lot of
whole lot of time that I would get out into the world before 11 or before noon. And I go out smiley, and I just tell her, oh, good morning. Good morning. Oh, good morning. Oh, good morning. Well, the word mourning is grieving. To mourn is to grieve. And so I'm going around going, oh, have some good grieving today. Oh, good grieving to you. Good grieving to you. Oh, be sure to have some good grieving today.
Well, that was disgusting, right? But who knew, right? So, you know, we don't beat ourselves up here. We just got to learn to laugh. We really got to get the joke, right? We really got to get the joke. The war's over. We won. We really can laugh at this stuff now. Let's just laugh at it now. So, oh, and by the way, if you want to change it to hello, now I'm casting people to hell. Oh, hell, hello, hell, hello. And I'm casting them to hell. Oh, great. Anyway, what do we do with this? Laugh, 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 laugh. Okay, a couple of words here. We can look at intention. And we might break the word into a couple different words here. Let's look at intention, intent shown. If we look at words backwards, we could look at it shown, tent, in. This is a mind energy. Intention is mind activity. If I have intentions, it's ideas, actions that I have in my mind, and I'm going to show the tent and put you in it. I'm going to show tent and put myself in it. Or the word that I would like to encourage here. Oh, and I never put any disclaimers out there. This is a great time, even though I should have already done it by now, you know. I'm not here to convince you of anything. I'm not here to get you to believe me. Take it or leave it. That was one thing on the clip that I didn't play today was Q saying to feel your way into the information. Feel the information. We go to our hearts. We resonate in our hearts. And we feel the information. Matter of fact, let's just do a head drop really quick here. This will help you feel your way into the information. If you would like to do a head drop with me, we take the thoughts from our head and put them in our heart. Our hearts are 100% pure love. Our heart center is 100% light. That way, when we drop our thoughts into our hearts, if it's good thoughts, they resonate in our hearts and they remain. If there is any negativity in our thoughts, we drop that into our hearts and it dissipates immediately. So I will say this slow enough. You can repeat after me. Spirit within, take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart now. Spirit within, take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart now. Spirit within, take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now. So I command, and then I breathe, and then I experience immediately. After I command, I breathe, and I experience immediately. And if we're in our hearts, we will resonate. You will resonate with the information I provide. Take it and use it as you wish. And if you don't resonate, just leave it. Just don't. It's okay. Just, I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. It's your choice. We are all responsible for our own realities. So intention, intent shown, mind energy, mind activity. When I'm in my heart, I'm passionate. I have inspiration. This is inspiration. Hearts inspire. Heart energy. Heart activity. Another word that I'd like to discuss is pray. My Christian sisters and brothers, we are all taught the importance of prayer, how important it is. We're just going to change it a little bit. We're going to, instead of praying, we do commands. Now, for me, it was very difficult to go from praying. So when we're taught to pray, we're taught that God was up in the stars or that God is outside of us. And the doctrine, another lie that the doctrine provides for us is you're a sinner. You're always going to be a sinner. And you need something outside of you to save you because you're a sinner. Now, this is a lie. See, this is to keep us from knowing who we are. We are gods and goddesses. We are the creators of our own realities. And so this for me was a hard pill to swallow. So, you know, I'm used to praying. I prayed all the time. I would talk to God all day long. And God was my constant companion. Or Yeshua was my constant companion. And I prayed for help. I prayed for strength. I prayed for comfort. I prayed for enlightenment. I prayed, please, please help me. Please give me strength. Please comfort me. But when we look at the English language and how it was designed, the word pray, when we go outside of ourselves to pray, we become the prey. We are preyed upon. Anytime we are praying outside to something outside of ourselves, we then become the prey. God source, creator God source is within us. We go within. The teachings of Emmanuel 2000 years ago was go within. The teachings of my twin brother Q is the same. Go within. So we call it command language. I am commanding my spirit. There are two basic simple commands that have revolutionized my life, completely changed my life. And honestly, if these are the only two commands you use, you'll still be golden. Now, some of us, once we get used to this command language and we're used to commanding, then some of us get really creative. There's some really, you know, if you know Shane from any of the other shows, Shane is a phenomenal commander. we love his commands. And they move. Anytime I tap into some extraordinary commands, the ground moves underneath me and around me and through me. It's fabulous. But let's just learn these basic ones. We just did the head drop. The other one that just really changed my life, and this is so important. This one can just be used in anything for anything. It's to increase our light body energy. So the dark, after they killed my brother and our friends and hung them on poles, they knew that we were coming back in 2,000 years. And the dark has engineered these human bodies, dimmed them down so far that they barely hold any light. If they held any less light, we wouldn't exist. So they have managed to engineer the human vessel down to hold very little light. And what we want to do, it's our light. We want to call it back into this body. We want to start filling these bodies full of our light. My spirit will never harm itself. It will never harm me. So I'm going to call in more of my light body energy now. At some point, I started commanding all of my light body energy. Don't be scared of that. I have commanded all of my light body energy, and my spirit loves itself. It will never harm itself. Never. Those of us that do bring harm to ourselves is all from our minds. Our minds, the duality. It's in the mind that the darkness lives. That is how we harm ourselves. When we go to our hearts, our spirit lies there. Our spirit will never hurt us. So don't be scared to ask in all of your light body energy. Your spirit will never give you more than you can handle. But let's do this one, more light body energy now. If you'd like to call in more of your light body energy, you can repeat after me. I command spirit within. Give me more of my light body energy now. I command spirit within. Give me more of my light body energy now. I command spirit within. Give me more of my light body energy now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now. And I know it to be true. You can add that if you're in any disbelief at all. You can always add, and I know it to be true. That gives yourself permission to know it's true. And in the beginning, when I first started commands, that was always said in the beginning, and I know it to be true. And so this is how the commands work. We usually, we say the command three times, and then we count backwards, and then we anchor it in the now. Or I'll anchor it in the heart. But I anchor with one word commands. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, heart. Changed the world around me. It did. So the words here, pray. You're praying to something outside yourself. You become the prey. A command, you're commanding your spirit who loves you. Your spirit is 100% love. Your spirit is 100% light, and it will never harm you. And it was a little bit hard for me to start commanding because I was, taught to be polite. I was taught to say, God, please help. God, please give. God, please do. God, please, please. When I am spirit from source creator, and I'm going to command my spirit. So the difference also that I want to make from God to source, God, creator. You know, I was taught that I'm the sinner and that I need something else to do it for me. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I was taught that I'm powerless over alcohol and whatever else, and that I need something more powerful than me. So the only way I've been trying to explain this, how do I have a God source creator that I don't just rely on to do everything for me? I'm comparing it to Star Wars with Luke. Luke did not go to the Force and ask for the Force to do. Luke didn't go, Force, will you please help me? Force, will you please guide me in to blow up the bad guys? Force, could you please comfort me in my sorrow? You know, no, Luke didn't do that. What he did was he tapped into the Force and flow with it, not just sit on my butt and ask, please, please, please help, help, help. But I'm tapping into the Force within me. That's what we're doing here. We're learning to tap into a frequency that exists everywhere. I'm tapping into my own spirit, the Force within my own heart. I'm tapping into that energy, that source, that I might go out and live my passions. I'm going to go out and live life fully, expressing fully. So in this language barrier, also, when we communicate from our hearts, we have very clear communications. One thing that language did was it limits us. It puts limits on our explanations. It puts limits on the comprehensiveness of the meaning behind what we're saying. For me, the example I could give would be the first time I ever communicated with someone that wasn't in a human vessel was my blood father. My biological blood father had what we call passed away. Of course, his spirit is alive and well, but he left his body. He had a heart attack. And I got the call. I was at work and I went outside. The lady that called me to tell me my father passed, she also offered to come pick me up at work. And so I was outside waiting for her and I called out to my dad. I didn't know him very well. I met my biological father when I was 18 and I had four visits with him before he passed away from the age of 18 to 30-ish. And I just called out to him and I said, Dad, why did you leave? Why did you leave so soon? I didn't get to know you. And he instantly came to me and answered me. Instantly. Now, to my surprise, I tried to tell somebody what my father said to me because it was just like all of a sudden I had a load of information. He answered me instantly. But when I tried to put the answer into words, one, I was at loss because the communication, it was just a knowing. It was his answer just came into me. And when I literally tried to put into words to tell somebody what my dad said to me, I found it to be like really like a paragraph. I mean, he said, well, now is the time you're going to get to know me. He came to me. He said, I'm here now. And now's the time you're going to get to know me. And now's the time we're going to be together. And now's the time we're going to do this. And now's the time we're going to love. And now's the time. It was like this whole paragraph. But I didn't realize it as I called out to him, why did you leave me? I didn't get to know you. And he came and just filled me up with this answer. To my surprise, it wasn't just a sentence. It was a huge amount of knowingness. And that is how we used to all communicate. The language, the words are just black magic. They're restrictive. They're limiting. Sometimes there's things that we want to explain and there really aren't words to even explain it. We just got to do our best. And so I'm going to bring up the text, the book that we all know and love, the thing that we call the Word of God. It is not the Word of God. I'm going to use a quote here. This is from For the People. There is an article in April 2025 for the people. The article is called Break Precedents. The quote is, "The doctored presentation of holy texts presented to humanity were carefully constructed to offer half-truths that ignite the excitement of our spirit." So I'm going to break there. I'll go back to the quote in a second, but I just want to point this out. So when they wrote our texts, all holy texts, so not just Christianity, but the dark literally wrote all organized religions. His name was Thoth. In Egypt, he was known as the great scribe. He designed all languages. He designed all organized religions. And what he does, they're brilliant here. They take half-truths from divine holy texts, because when we read these truths that are spoken from divine holy texts, it ignites and excites our spirit. We feel it. That's why when we read our book, what we had called the Word of God, we read it, the half-truths that are in there, they ignite our spirit. Aaron, now the other, yes.
Hate to interrupt you, but it looks like we might have about 5 minutes left. It's about 7 minutes before the hour.
Oh, perfect. Perfect, because I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sheila. So back to the quote, For the People, the other half is filled with horrendous lies to confuse and control us, which is exactly what it does. I'm going to give you an example. I want you to feel it in your heart. Go to your hearts. We all know the text. When you go to the Old Testament, the Old Testament wants to tell you that we used to sacrifice animals because that's what God wanted us to do. Come on now. Seriously? Creator source of all beings wants you to kill an animal? I don't think so. That is such a lie. It is such hogwash. God would never have us kill or destroy any living being. Okay, ending that on there. We've all been tricked. We've all been tricked. And we got to learn to laugh at it. We're going to continue this show in 2 weeks. I have a guest coming on the show that used to be a couple of things. I think he was a pastor and a minister. And he has this incredible guilt in his heart over teaching lies. And so he's going to come on and we're going to talk a little bit about how we've been tricked and how we find our way through
life and today, how we love ourselves through the trickery and through what we've done in the past. And then you can join me next Sunday. Will be the project review with Q and Arrow. And we have Sheila coming on with a project that I'm absolutely passionate about. It's about us getting together in person. I just can't wait. So that's a great project. It's in the visionary state. We want to deliver that to you on the show and hopefully inspire people out there to take advantage of this project. And then we also have a lady joining us who had projects that she turned into the original Q team. And she's going to share with us today the great, great things that they're doing today and how those projects came to be and how Source showed up and flowed with them and helped support their projects. Sheila, can you think of anything I'm forgetting?
I cannot think of anything you're forgetting. That was a very rich content show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We'll end here with an OSHA quote. This is OSHA. Osho, your awareness is luminous. It radiates light, and that radiation of light will dispel the darkness. That's Osho. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Love, love, love.